This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
COVID-19 has disrupted lives and killed hundreds of thousands of people across the country. But data from the Centers for Disease Control shows that around 80% of people who get the illness have mild or moderate symptoms. WPR's Laura Pavin was in that second group of people. And with the help of some experts, she explored why that might have been harder than she expected.
Positive for COVID-19. That's what my lab results read. I was surprised. I felt totally normal. But I told everyone who needed to know. Only, I forgot one person. And he was now in the emergency room with COVID. I didn't know how to tell him, and I wasn't sure if I should tell him. This dilemma is real, and it's making the pandemic harder to control.
So we often see messaging, especially from elected officials, about this is not hard. Stop whining. Don't be selfish. Don't be reckless.
That's Julia Marcus. She's an infectious disease epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School.
My concern is that when people do test positive, that then they immediately feel like, oh, I must have been irresponsible. And that makes people afraid to disclose. So it actually ends up making the pandemic more difficult to contain.
For the record, I did end up telling the man that I had COVID. It was hard. Actually, everything about being COVID positive was difficult. Because isolating from my 9-month-old daughter wasn't an option for me, she had to quarantine and stay out of daycare longer than the normal 2 weeks. My husband and I work remote, so we made it work, but in a small apartment, it was stressful. It left my husband, Jake Connors, wondering.
It makes me think about what are other people going to do in a less advantageous situation when they're hit with that type of stuff. You know, we're lucky to be salaried employees. If you're not a salaried employee, why would you go get tested?
In other words, if you get paid by the hour and you get a positive test result, there goes that source of income. And in the likely event that your child has to stay home from school or daycare as a result, double whammy. But could this actually be deterring people from getting tested? I talked to Joffrey Swain. He's a recently retired UW public health professor. He headed up the Milwaukee Health Department for 26 years.
We do have significant data to suggest that not enough people are getting tested.
When we talked in late December, he said that only about half of Wisconsin's testing capacity was being used. The other indication that not enough people are getting tested?
Our positivity rate is high. So what it means is probably only the most serious cases are getting a test, and not enough people who have mild cases are getting a test.
Figuring out why is harder to pin down. Access to testing could be a reason. Being asymptomatic could be another. But some of it might be more nuanced. Kathleen Murphy-Endy, a clinical psychologist at UW Health, offered some insight from her own practice.
I think we sometimes underestimate the impact of finances on people's behavior with COVID. People don't have sick leave, perhaps. Maybe they can't take the time off work. Some people feel that no one has the right to tell them what to do.
Sometimes the reasons are more personal.
I think there's the guilt of having the possibility of infecting others. The thought of that guilt is pretty tremendous.
The federal government has depended on states to take the lead on controlling the virus. And experts say that's made it harder to control. Julia Marcus, the Harvard epidemiologist, says that now it feels like personal responsibility is what will save us. So we've resorted to shaming others for not following all the public health guidance around COVID, for being reckless. She says this isn't an effective way to change behaviors. All it does is drive it underground. I can attest to that. I didn't tell anyone when we ended my daughter's quarantine a few days early so that her grandparents could help watch her. We were struggling and needed support. We weighed the risks with the grandparents and collectively decided it was best for our family. On its face, following public health guidance around COVID sounds as simple as staying in and avoiding other people. But dismissing it as simple fails to consider the very human reasons why people act in other ways. I'm Laura Pavin.